Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of the sad boys.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all. With
this sliggity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with the trappity rap hack and the Mac in the back of the yak, backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack, while the massively constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprint? To be raging, you feel exuberant. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since.
MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme.
Yeah, I lead a new school full of students.
Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, WAQK.Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim.
Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame.
Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking?
Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor and I'll be Odin. You Broden, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch, I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 hits from Columbine, put them all in a line, had an AK-47, a revolver, and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal.
And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Babbitt made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. They were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summon,
you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sick of singing off of me. And it'll glue to you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating. Never are fading, and I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated, I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can use it. It's not hip-hop, it's hop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with doc. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to,
School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? The mistake of the fate, it's a fatal mistake. If you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation, to trip abroad and make a fall on a face, and don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Okay, we apologize for that little pause. It was just a little error on our part, so sorry about that. It was something I wanted to do, so I got to look for that too. So we're going to play another song, and we will be right back.
Yeah. your girls, I had them too.
But the name is Louis Vasquez. Okay, there's this faggot who I'm schooling, and he's a Cena fanboy, a fuckboy, and of course he was crying about something I said about Cena. We are going back and forth, and of course I said, number one, he can't wrestle. Number two, he has no charisma, no mic skills. And I said to him, tell me he's a good in-ring worker. Tell me he's a good in-ring technician. He's fucking garbage. And I challenged him, and all he could come back with is my spelling and grammar. He's a bitch. He's a PG fanboy. He's a fuckboy. That's what Cena fans do. They cry, but they can't come back with, yeah, he could wrestle. He's a good ring worker. He got good mic skills. He could take a bump. Okay, I kind of got lost with that, but I
don't even know where they were going.
I guess it, mainly this guy can't stand Cena.
Well, good for him. You know what I mean?
Especially, like, saying he can't wrestle. I said this time and time again. If the guy couldn't wrestle, he wouldn't be in WWE or any other wrestling circuit right about now. I just swear they just put themselves in their shoes and see how it is. And it has no charisma. The guy gets cheered and booed, so he's getting something, or he's doing something right. No mic skills. Take a look at things he's done in the past. Really? And like a really like a ring technician, I wouldn't say that, but he is good at what he does. Just put it that way. It's just like when some of you people just post some idiot stuff. That's why I said something. I didn't say all. I said something. If some of y'all just at least like put something or go back to school and do some, take spelling, take some English classes or something. Just do something so people can figure out what the hell you're saying. And I'm surprised I didn't even understand what he said. Okay, last one, which this one is really kind of ridiculous, but the girl that says this did apologize. But I'm going to share it anyway. From Veronica Lynn. John Cena, I'm back. No, I'm not. I'm injured. Good for you, John. Stay gone. Why couldn't it be Reigns instead of my rolling frown emocon? Guess she's trying to say emotion.
Probably.
I don't know. You don't wish that on any wrestler, wherever you hate him or not. I can't stand Triple H. I'm not going to wish the guy was, like, injured.
No.
It's like, okay, maybe he can go away and just take some time off or something. I would wish that, but not like him getting injured or anything like that.
I mean, I really don't like him, but as we said, like with all wrestlers, you don't want them to get injured because we've seen, you know, how with Edge, one wrong move, he's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. You want them to be able to carry on and do everything they're doing.
Right, at least carry on until their body can't even take it no more. Because I swear, I think some of these fans don't even know how what it takes to be at this level of wrestling.
Well, but you know what? It's not even that. It's, you know, it's the same as the people who laugh when you see football players get injured and everything. I mean, there
yeah,
are
that's
some
true.
Teams I detest. And some football players I wish would just retire already. But I don't want them to retire because they've got really injured. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because I think we were talking about this the other day with, like, you. I said that wrestling fans are kind of as worse. No, football fans are as worse as wrestling fans. But they had, like, the same similarities of, like, it's just why they take it so serious. It's like, it's just a show, and for football, it's just a game.
Right, but hold on, I'm going to back up a bit there. You can take it seriously because we can't say that because we've taken things like that seriously. We've taken shows seriously, especially when we run them. But the point is is don't let it rule your being. Don't let it take over everything that you do. Like, it's not the be all and end all. You can be serious about it and take what's going on seriously and follow things seriously. We do that when we watch the Bucks. We take that seriously. We want to see them succeed and everything. But it's when you get to the point where you're like, fuck this person, fuck that person, fuck her, fuck this, fuck that. That's when you're going too far. You can be serious about something. And then when you wish people to be hurt or injured, like, oh, I wish you would get fucked up in the ring, or I wish that such and such would do this. Yeah, you can say you wish somebody would really do over somebody in the ring, as in a match, but don't wish, like, pain and everything on them, because reverse it. There could be somebody out there saying the same thing about you.
They probably can't even stand you.
Yeah, you and your family, and wanting the worst to happen to you.
Yeah, but back to the serious thing, I was backing up about that. We can take, like, probably basketball seriously with the Bucks, because it's my hometown team, and if they succeed, the city and the state will succeed. So I can understand if it's, like, their hometown team and stuff, and they take it personal.
Right, but I'm saying you can still take wrestling personal, because you've got, there may be wrestlers who come from where you live and everything.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that you can take something seriously like that, and you can still then, once the show's done, put it to the side until the next time it's on TV or the next time you go to see a show. There's no need for you to go online and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I hope this person gets injured. I hope this person has to retire because their back's broke, or this lot. You don't need to do that.
Right.
You can still take it seriously. Packers fans, we know plenty of Packers fans who take the game seriously, but when the game's done, okay, on to next week.
Yeah, that's mainly what...
And that's how it should be.
Right, exactly. It's just like what I was explaining with this, like, little argument with this guy that's from here. Of course, he likes the Cowboys, whatever with that, but just like, you Packer fans sucks, all y'all do is brag and stuff like, I don't brag. And I know, like, I'm happy when they, if they, you know, if they win the Super Bowl this year, good. If they don't get past next week, which is 50-50, I'm feeling on that right now.
Yeah.
If they do, they do. They don't, they don't.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence as to how they're going to.
Yeah.
If they play how they played in the second half of the game,
right,
then they've got it. But we have seen them swing around about this season with some really good games and some games where you're like, you don't even deserve to be in the playoffs.
Exactly. This is just one of those things. It's like, we'll just see how it goes. And it's just like, don't, you can take it seriously, but don't always try to make fun of people that, you know, they like who they like and they had their own reasons. And, but also don't have any idiotic reasons for you to like this person. Oh, because he's a bad guy and all that stuff. But there's got to be something more. But we only had less than a minute. Check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. No, not .com, .org. Can't believe I say that. Look for us on YouTube or subscribe to us on YouTube. Also, look for us Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. So we're going to do another show sometime this week. I will let people know, probably be like hours before we do the show, so, well, who knows. From all of us here, from Hazel, this is Artrell. You guys have a good night, have a good week, and stick with what you love with wrestling, and hopefully y'all listen to us this coming week. Have a good night.